Hi there, my name's Jonathan Leeming, and welcome to this special edition of One World Conversations. If you were recently at one of my Bite Me presentations or workshops, and you felt connected with my message and inspired to spread that message to the people around you, then you've come to the right place. By using the following workshop tool, you can get the conversation started about our values and beliefs and begin to understand the world around us. Use it to get the conversation started with your family, your friends, your work colleagues, or your clients. Over the many years, I've learned that what we see is not based upon reality, but based upon our interpretation of reality, which in turn is a product of our values and beliefs. If you ever had to go to the loo at night and found a spider resting on the toilet seat, what would your reaction be? Would it be horror? Would it be disgust, fascination, or awe? Most people would see a horrible and dangerous spider that they consider should be killed on sight, a creature that strikes fear into our minds. But when I see a spider, I see something very different. I see 8 legs of awesomeness. I see the ability to cure muscular dystrophy. I see the miracle of spider silk, a material that even with all our knowledge and technology, we haven't come close to replicating. When I see a spider, I see 380 million years of research and development bundled up into 8 legs of awesomeness. But the real question is, what do you see? The only difference between our perceptions is that I have taken the time to understand the importance of spiders in the environment, their function in nature, and their role in the greater scheme of things. Your values and beliefs are telling you something completely different. Your blinding fear of spiders will prevent you from experiencing 8 legs of awesomeness and discovering the benefits that spiders have to offer mankind. French writer Anais Nin said, "We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are." The fear of spiders is deeply rooted within human history. In Europe, references to arachnophobia date back to the Middle Ages, when it was thought that spiders were poisonous, causing death and illness. They were considered to be vectors of Black Death, bubonic plague. Later on, this notion was replaced as it was the rats, or more precisely the fleas on the rats, that transmitted the Black Death. Today, the fear of spiders is still common. If you're afraid of spiders, then you're not alone. Arachnophobia, or the fear of spiders, is one of the top 10 fears in the world. During a study on arachnophobia in the UK, participants were interviewed and asked why they were afraid of spiders. It was interesting to note that the number one reason was not because they bite or because they can cause death and destruction. The number one reason why people were afraid of spiders was that they move and jump erratically. Just as our attitudes towards venomous animals suffer from a lack of understanding, our attitudes towards other aspects of nature has resulted in disastrous consequences. With all the environmental problems that affect us every day, I don't think that there is anyone on Earth who doesn't realize that what we are doing to the planet is just not working. The world is under no obligation to make any kind of sense to us. It is up to us to make sense of the world. Now scroll down and let's get the conversation started. And together we can change tomorrow today.